Did you think you'd be hearing a holiday ad this early? We know, it's early, but planning ahead is essential before heading into one of the busiest seasons of the year. Beat the rush with Minted, a curated marketplace to discover unique Christmas and holiday cards, gifts, and seasonal decor from artists and makers around the world. Whether it's sharing family milestones on your holiday card, the feeling of finding the perfect present, or decorating your home for cozy gatherings ahead, the holidays are about embracing connection with your people. Bring your traditions to life with independent art and design this holiday season. Use code PODCAST for 20% off Minted holiday cards and gifts.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by executive chef at Anantara, the Market Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant within that hotel, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. And I've just been chewing on a Cornish pasty. Absolutely delicious.
Yeah, the studio is filled with the aroma of pastry and onion and turnip. And I suppose
fresh out of the oven, it's still
yeah,
warm.
Yeah, no, I made them this morning. I actually made the mix for the, I made the dough yesterday and I put all the mix together last night. But I actually only just physically made them and baked them this morning, so.
Okay, what do I need?
So for the pastry, like last few recipes I've shared with pastry, I've told you to buy shop bought, but for this one, you need to make the pastry. And really what I'm trying to talk about here is an old-fashioned kind of skill, right, to make a Cornish pasty. So for the pastry, you're going to need 125 grams of chilled and diced butter, 125 grams of lard. If you can't get lard or suet, you can use margarine. 500 grams of plain flour and a little pinch of salt and an egg, and that's the pastry part of it. For the filling, 350 grams of chuck steak or mince. If you do get your chuck steak, I just want you to chop it nice and fine. Your butcher will happily do that for you. One onion that you're going to peel and dice as fine as you can. Two medium potatoes that you're going to peel and dice quite small. 175 grams or a small turnip that you're going to peel and dice, and then a really generous teaspoon of black pepper and a little bit of pick thyme. The pick thyme, that's not actually classic in a recipe from there, but I just think it just gives a nice background flavour, and then some salt. And then to make it, all we're going to do is we're going to rub the butter and the lard and the flour together with your fingertips till it starts to resemble breadcrumbs. And then you just want to add in about 4 to 6 tablespoons of cold water until it forms a dough. So until it totally comes together. If you feel it's kind of difficult to come together, you want to add in a little bit more water. And then you're going to be left with this dough. Cut it into 4 equal parts and leave it to chill for about an hour. Then what I want you to do is preheat your oven to 200 degrees. And you're going to take all those ingredients that I listed before. So the onion, the turnip, the potato, the mix them in the bowl together. And it looked like there's not enough mince in there. But really, this is as much about the vegetables as it is about the meat. Set that to one side. And then you're going to roll the 4 discs out to about 20 centimetres. So like a side plate kind of thing. And you want it about a centimetre thick. And then you just put a plate on top, cut it so it's a perfect circle. And then you're going to brush the circles with a little bit of egg wash. And you pack that mix into the centre. I'm going to actually film this morning. I'm going to put a little video of how to do this up on my Instagram. And then you fold it over so you're making a half moon or a calzone type of shape. And then all you're going to do is you fold and press. So you can see along the side of that pack kind of looks a little bit pleated.
Yeah.
That's kind of important because when you're cooking it, you don't want all the juice that's in with the meat and the vegetables to escape. So that pleating process is quite important.
Keeping the seal,
sealing it, exactly. And then all you're going to do is put it onto a baking sheet, pop it into that preheated oven at 200 degrees, cook it for 10 minutes at 200, and then you're going to lower it down to 180 and cook it for about another 40 minutes after that. So it's going to be in the oven for 50 minutes to an hour type of thing, which sounds like a long time to cook something, but remember inside there's mince, so we want that mince to get a little bit tender.
Cooked.
And what happens is then that inside the pastry, the steam is cooking the potatoes, cooking the mince. You've got the thyme released and all of its
now,
flavours.
It's the biggest Cornish pasty I've ever seen.
It is quite generous, and I mean it's a perfect lunch. I mean
it's everything in there, potatoes and turnips and meat and pastry.
And really, I think it's kind of an old farming type of a recipe. You can imagine someone was out on a farm all day and they're like very humble ingredients, some mince, some potatoes, some turnips. Really, really delicious. And I'm a big fan of these kind of old-fashioned recipes, and it's just pure flavour. Love it.
Absolutely, and I can concur with that. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Anantara The Marker in Dublin, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.